A lot of good things. But we'll do what we can. The first, I just wanted to quote the line from the Aruch HaShulchan Asid that I mentioned. Yes, I found the photostat, or they tell me I shouldn't say photostat, the copy. Hilchos Demai, Simen Kuf Ches. And again, he goes through all these different things. It's a nice introduction. And then one of the suggestions that he made, either Kavua, he has, again, either the standard Tosis view or the Smoch Mutal Chazaka Vitrale, not Vitrale Ruba Vahava Palga Palga, or the possibility of Kavua, which is very Mechudash. Odnil Anias Daiti, the Bezela Mahani Ruba Mitam Kavua, Shrei Kolo Keach. That's why he tries to explain that maybe there would be a difference in Dmai between these two scenarios. Between if you go to the store, to the Amaretz store, you know, the Amaretz mall or whatever it is, you know, and so that's kavua. But if the, you know, if the traveling salesman Amaretz comes to your town, you know, that might be a different story. In terms of, well, that's a tremendous chiddush, I think. But he tries to explain, he tries to use that to explain things. That some of the sugyas of Gomblin in particular, which is a big issue, the sugya in Ksubas, which we'll get to in a second, one of the points where there's a debate between Abaye and Rava about whether you say Suffolk or whether you say Rove, just that it's all mixed up. Sometimes Abaye says Rove, sometimes Rava says Rove. Then one of the sugyas is Gomblin. That's a sugya in Chavdal and Amar Aleph. Mishnah and Demai, and the Gemara in Ksubas, both Chavdal and Amar Aleph and Nun Vav and Beis. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to resolve the Gomblin issue in part by his suggestion that Kavua is the foundation for Demai. But then he says, well, Levad Kolzeh, this is the one that we were talking about yesterday, nearly Datakana Eina Sheyechas L'Hadarov Ma'asre. Datakana Hoysa Sheloi Hei Amaretz Ne'eman Lomar Musarin Hei. That is the Ikar Takana. He doesn't bring the raya from the connection to Peya, which I think is a very good raya. And certainly the structure of the Rambam, which is what I was suggesting, and the language of both Rambams, he doesn't mention any of that, but on his own he just thinks that this is a way of disentangling a Rov from this Takana. B'nei Duhu Meharov Shema Asrin Zeu Kishe Ocha Liatzmo V'lo Ma Shemochar Ha'am Ha'aretz Ein Choshin Lifnei Iber. I don't know about that. It's Kutim Kamo Kama Dvarim She'en Ha'am Ha'aretz Nemanim Kamo B'tumah V'tara V'od. Right, ve'ein lezeh shaychus klal l'rov ami'aretz ma'asrenim. V'raya lezeh, and he tries to bring rayas that this is the case. And then, in the end, he says, l'chor ha'kasho, etc. B'zeh muvan ma'idl l'chor yesh l'hakshos, v'yochen kan gadol hidil hodiyah lahem, shekshem sheyesh b'truma misa kach b'tevel trumas ma'iser. U'mavur de ta'usam ha'isam b'nei shedimu she'en b'zeh avon misa. V'im kein achrei shehodiyah, sheyesh b'zeh, he made a big announcement. You know, the word got out, by the way, there is a chiyuv misa. So nistalek hachashash. V'lamim k'neiman neinamanu. I don't think it's such a strong question. I just think it's really interesting. U'l'dvarenu asa shapir da tawelas shahodiyam shezeu avon misa tawelas u'la'atzman. Shaharbe yachushu v'yasru. Aval kol zeu rak ma shein ochrin be'atzman. V'lo shemach shemochrin. V'asa yochrin u'kan gadol shtei takanos. Ha'achas li'atzman shahodiyam shezeu avon misa. V'achas l'ma shemochrin Shakonim Yafrishu Kamo Takana. Now what he does with this is his effort to disentangle Rov Mitzvin Eitzel Rov Ma'asrin Rov Amiyaretz Ma'asrim Heim from Dmai, but how that exactly works in with the Gemaras that speak about the Ikar Takana of Dmai. Again, Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel, the discussion in. In Gittin Samach Aleph, I mean, there the Gemara does quote the issue of Rov in the context of Demai, not just the Demai of, whether or not the person himself is going to be eating, Tevel, but the question of whether you can rely on that other person not to be feeding you Tevel. So I'm not sure how he gets out of that, but either way, I think it's an extreme position, but one which, in light of the placement in Hilchos Peah and the structure in the Rambam and the two Rambams, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, and later on, I think is very, very important. Okay, so that was that. Now let's get back to where we were in terms of the bigger issues. So I think the last thing that we discussed was, again, the different perspectives on, the last thing we discussed was the different perspectives on what the nature of this takana is, and how that affects Safek, and then I think we were talking about the Rambam and Ramban, and their point of view in the Sugya and Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and I was suggesting that even though the Rambam and Ramban share much in common in terms of the formulation of takanas vadai, ala safek, that for the Ramban, that's just the past history of the takana. But basically, we're treating this as a din vadai. If anything, the question of rov and so on is just an issue that it should look too much like a like a chiv trumas amaisor as daraisa. That's the formulation of the Ramban. Whereas for the Rambam, especially in his Tshuva to the Chachmei Lonel, it seems like that isn't the debate between Abai and Rabbah, and it's a formulation which is accepted by both of them, but isn't just historical, isn't just descriptive of the, you know, the structure of the Takana or the origin of the Takana, but that it continues to play a role. In other words, for the Ramban, if you take the view that this is Vadai Biglal Hasafek, then basically, if not for the fact that you've gone too far with it and it's nira ketrumas amaisers daraisa, for sure you'd make a bracha. And for the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. The only question is which formulation you choose, the Rava or the Abaya. Maybe he's more comfortable with the Abaya, but he doesn't really feel that that's the fundamental argument. Which basically means that the Rambam is using vadai, albeit al hasafek, as a reason to explain why, in principle, this is different than a gzeiras vadai. In other words, for the Ramban, the formulation of vadai al hasafek is to contrast with safek. Right? And it's a bias of safek, and Rava says it's a vadai because of the safek, but it's a vadai. It's like Neros Chanukah, as the Ramban puts it. Only problem is, it's a little bit too much like Neros Chanukah. And for the Rambam, it's exactly the opposite. Namely, a regular safek, of course, there's no question that you don't make a bracha. That's the Rambam Shita against the other Rishonim. Abai and Rava both agree on that point. Right? That's the Rambam Shita about androgynous. But this isn't about androgynous. This is Yontif Sheni Shogalios and Dmai. And here the point is that we're emphasizing not that it's Vadai, but that it's Vadai ala safek. It's not like Neros Chanukah, and therefore you shouldn't make a bracha. That's the contrast is to other vadais, not to a safek. And if that's the case, so then we understand well that for the Rambam, again, androgynous is luchud, and I'm not saying there's no connection between them, I'm not sure. There might be a common denominator link between them, but possibly there's no connection between them. Androgynous is safek bracha. And basically, Yontif Sheni Shogalios and Dmai, in principle, I say in principle because in the end of the day, Yontif Sheni Shogalios, we do make a bracha because we're worried about Chashinon Shema or Yizalzalu Bey. I'll explain what that means in just a second as well. But for the Rambam, the point is the Al HaSafek part of it is to tell you that this isn't a, even though it's a Vadai, it's not a mitzvah Darabana. Now, whether or not it's per se because it's ala safek and that's its roots, and that continues to have impact, or whether this is the Rambam's way of saying, you know, this looks like a kiyum and therefore should have a bracha, but on a certain level, let's not forget that this particular kiyum is really a dressed up chashash iser, and therefore it doesn't have a bracha. Okay, hearkening back to Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, you know, towards the beginning of the year, if you recall, like when do you make a bracha on a mitzvah, when don't you make a bracha on a mitzvah. So one of the possibilities is, right, a mitzvah that is more an expression of safeguarding against an iser, right, that kind of mitzvah isn't really so much a kiyum as much as it is kind of an iser asay, and you wouldn't make a bracha. So I'm saying it could be that the Rambam's point here is simply gzeir ala safek. The stature of that gzeira or drabanan is such that eino tuuna bracha, and maybe it's even connected to ein mevarchin ala safek in some sense, which would really connect it with androgynous more. I'm not sure, Those are two formulations. But what I'm suggesting now is a third formulation, and that is that basically the ala safek part of this is a way of saying this isn't a, you know, kiyum of hafroshes trumas and maestros. This chiyuv, this gzeira of hafroshes trumas and maestros is really driven by chashash iser tevel, and therefore that doesn't get a bracha. That's the ala safek here isn't midin safek per se, it's midin avoiding iser. That's really the main point. Now, Yosef brought to my attention after Shir, correctly so, that some of the Achronim, the Gra and others, and I think I pointed out to him, the Lacha Mishnah, suggest that what the Rambam wrote to the Chachmei Elonil is different than what he said in Mishnah Torah. This is always a question, in general, about the consistency of the Rambam in different places, Pirsha Mishnayos, Sefer Mitzvos, Chuvos, etc. But here I would just say two things. Number one, methodologically, we would always want to discover the unity in Shitas HaRambam. We know there are places where he changed his mind and where he was chozer. We know that sometimes he says it, sometimes it's, you know, very obvious. But in cases where there's some sort of ambiguity, right, all things being equal, you know, we should start off with the assumption of an integrated and a unified Shita. That is even more the case in situations like the Tshuvas of the Chachmei Elonil, which specifically were challenging him about his psakim in Yad HaChazaka. So it's still possible that, you know, the formulation that he projects, you know, is consistent with the halacha, but not necessarily with the formulation in Yad HaChazaka. That can happen, but it's less likely to happen. I think from the Yontif Sheni Shel Galio's side of it, seeing the Rambam's Shita in a unified way is particularly important, because I think there's a lot of evidence that, again, the Rambam views of the Sheni Shel Galios as a takana vadois ala safek. There's a lot of, in Yad HaChazaka itself, I'm not going to go through the expressions of this, it's not our topic, but Hilkos Kiddush HaChodesh and Hilkos Yom Tov and some of the other applications, there's a lot apparent mixed signals in the Rambam, you know, whether or not this is safek, it's a minog, it's a gzera. And I think, personally, I'm just saying, the tshuva of the Chachmei Elonil and the way that he describes it there is the missing link. It's the missing piece which puts together all of Yad HaChazaka. And I think that is true. When you re-examine what the Rambam says about Demai in Yad HaChazaka, I think that is true as well. And that's the horror that I made the other day, which is that he separates androgynous from... Again, the Ravid understood that androgynous and Demai, Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, that it's all one Shitas HaRambam. That's why I kept asking, even in the androgynous places, well, what about Rava? What about Rava? I think in light of the Tshuvah of the Chachmei Elonil, we have a different perspective, a much more nuanced perspective of what the Rambam thinks. It's not a Safek, and it's not Vadai. It's a Vadai ala Safek. And I think that explains both the language and some of the Shitos of the Rambam. So even though I know that Osei Kelim, some of them think that the Rambam is changing his mind, I don't really see strong evidence for that so much. And I think, on the contrary, viewing the Tshuva of the Chachmei Elonil as a missing link helps understand the unified position better. Yeah?
So how do you actually read the two Shitos in the Gemara? If they agree about the nature of the Jews?
Abai and Rava.
Yeah.
So again, that's a little bit tricky, and I think it could be, I mean, one could argue that the argument is, for the Rambam, I think both are Vadai Shenitkan ala Safek. Maybe the question is, you know, in the Ramban's variety, or in the one that I'm expressing for the Rambam. And in this sense, the rove of Rava is both a reason to go in one direction or in the other. In other words, the rove of Rava, as we've said in the past, is the basis for many kulas in Demai. And Bepashtus, all things being equal, if you don't have a complicated, you know, mind, so, you know, if somebody tells you that something isn't even a safek, it's a miut, that's always going to be a reason to consider it more of a kula and less of a serious takana or gezera. But as we've noted, it can go the other way. It could be that especially, there's no question that the Rov Ma'asrin is a kula when it comes to the issue of Kahai Gavna's Lo Tiknu. They didn't apply the Takana under condition A, B, C, and D, because anyways it's only a meal. In that context, it's certainly a kula. But where the takana does exist, and we're invoking Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asrin. I think it's possible that it ends up being a chumra and not a kula. Meaning it says, and then one of two ways. Either it says, well, the chashash of Tebel here is so great, so chamor, the haraya, Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asrin, and nonetheless. That's one way. The other way is, it's not a real safek because it's even a rov. And if we were to look at this as safek tevel, there would be no reason to make this takana. And yet we're making the takana anyway. So what that really proves is, what that really brings home is, that it's a din vadai and it's a gzera. My point is that it can go in either direction, and I think it does for different rishonim. I think this is the key to understanding the question, maybe we'll just do that very quickly, of Rabba and Abaye. I'm not going to go into, I'm not going to work out each shita in detail, just because it'll take too much time. But we find this, you know, this the status of Rove question to be a very complex one. But first, let me just finish answering your question. So I think that it's possible that the Rambam felt that Rabba and Abaye were arguing about, you know, where you draw the line within all of this. In one extreme you have, you know, this is just safek tevel. And in the other extreme you have, this is a gzeira vadai derabanan, and the safek origin is completely immaterial. It's just a matter of its history and its trigger. And then in between you have, you know, all sorts of gray areas. Namely, it is a safek which creates a vadai, and therefore the safek remains part of the equation. Or it affects the stature of the takana, or it means that the takana isn't a kiyum but an isur asei. And within that gray area, those nuances, I think the Rambam thinks that's the debate between Abaye and Rabba. And yeah, I think that would help a lot. So just let me just sum up while I'm at it the question of Rove and Safek, just to show you where some of the other problems are, so we can.
Yeah. Kind of clever what Rebbe said when he was saying that the Ravi is equating the drug with the Shani and the Mai. The Rebbe thought that the Ram, based on the truth of the Ram, is
sees them as two different issues.
Shani, in that Yontov Shani, Rebbe says, is Takana's Vade al Safek, meaning that Chazal made a Takana the Vade create, that the Takana create generates a Safek. So also the Mai.
No, the Takana doesn't. The Safek generates a Takana.
And so what's the chila between Yontov Shani and the Mai?
Oh, okay. What I'm saying is about the Mai and Yontov Shani, I didn't speak yet, but what I was saying was that the Rambam, if you look carefully, splits up. He speaks about androgynous twice. Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Tefila. He speaks about Demai and Yontov Sheni twice. Hilchos Chanukah, and the other time that he speaks about Demai, of course, in Hilchos Maaser. What I was trying to be medayik is that the Rambam sees these as two different psakim. One is, do you make a bracha whenever there's a safek? That's androgynous. And the other is, if you have a takana, which is nitkan ala safek, will that takana vadois generate a bracha? Now, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm leaving open the possibility that there may be a connection between these two different ideas, or not. I'm not sure. In other words, is the psul of a takana ala safek the fact that ala safek you would never be mabarek and there's some common denominator, or is it totally separate and has to do with the stature of the drabanan? If I want to make a drabanan proactively, because it's, you know, it fills a certain need, so that's one kind of drabanan. This is a drabanan out of necessity, misafe, or maybe even the difference between kiyum and yisrase. But in that respect, there still remains an important difference between the androgynous issues, either way, and the yontov sheni slash demai issue. So as far as that is concerned, I'm not distinguishing between
demai and sheni.
Not yet, right?
Okay, fine.
Now, since the lemaisa there is a difference, namely yontov sheni shogolios, we do make a bracha, and in demai we don't.
Right.
So I think one has to revisit the, you know, whether or not there aren't three categories. But I would just analyze that within the takana ala safek. In other words, what we're trying to explain right now is Rambam's view is very, very nuanced. Maybe the safek isn't just about the trigger. It's more than that, and we're trying to figure out, you know, you're always aware that this takana vadois is ala safek. It establishes its stature in a lesser way. It makes it an iser, not a kiyum. Fine. So as far as that's concerned, just like there is the range, to Daniel's question, between Abaye and Rava, so too there can be differences within takanos, which are nitkan alamada. So instead of the Rambam, I believe that the Rambam, I think this is true not only for the Rambam, but some of the other Rishonim as well. When the Gemara says in Shabbos about Yom Tashen Shodalios, you're right, it shouldn't have a bracha, but Mishum Zilzula, they were metakin a bracha. Right, there are basically two ways to understand that. Okay, one is that basically the takana of Yontav Sheni Shogolios is exactly like Demai. And take the Gemara at face value. What the Gemara is saying is, however, we had to make a concession against the grain, against the nature of what this takana really is. It's really Demai-like, and therefore should be bracha-less. However, what can you do? The fallout, the consequences are dire. People are not going to take Yontav Sheni Shogolios seriously. And therefore, better to be metakin the bracha, even though it doesn't really belong there, given the nature of the takana, than otherwise. That's certainly the way that many people understood mishum zelzule when it comes to yom tov sheni shogolios. The other option is, in constructing yom tov sheni shogolios, the concern for zelzule determined what kind of takana they made. And therefore, they determined that it wasn't just to be viewed as the safeguarding of an Iser, or, albeit, the source or the trigger is the Safek, but in the case of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, it really is the Ramban's type of Vaday Al HaSafek. And therefore, it's appropriate to make a bracha, meaning we couldn't have sustained a Dmai-like Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, and therefore we took Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios and made it into a Kiyum. And that, I think, works very beautifully with the Rambam's general view of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, which we're just not going to pursue right now. Right, that's a Beitzon topic.
Took us months.
What?
It took us months.
I don't know, months, but it definitely took a couple of weeks. Okay, so Yoni remembers it all, and he'll just he'll refresh your memory.
So we
got
to do the
Victor Graf. What? Okay. No, I thought Oren's taking over. Okay. He's so generous. It's just always amazing. Okay. Okay, so that I think is so I'm glad you asked the question. I wasn't going to raise it myself, but I think this is and in the tshuva, I think he is saying that. He's saying, yeah, within, you know, sometimes we do, so, you know, there's this what apparently seems to be like almost like a cavalier line in the tshuva where he says, yeah, you know, sometimes we do make a bracha, sometimes we don't make a bracha in these situations. What do you mean? I mean, we're struggling, so of course the Rambam was wrong. What the Rambam meant was, within the nuances of this concept of gzeira or takana ala safek, you know, so there really are different places to draw the line. And therefore, it's not surprising that within that group, you're going to sometimes have a bracha and sometimes not have a bracha, depending on whatever it could be, you know, it could be the inherent application itself, Or it could be the fallout if you don't do the takana in this particular way. There may be all sorts of factors that go in to determining whether or not this takana la safek is variety 1, variety 2, or variety 3. So the Rambam isn't being casual about it. He's not saying, yeah, sometimes they're mitake and sometimes they weren't, sometimes they're not sure. What he meant was, for very good reason, right, the different models within the concept of gzeira la safek are used. By the way, this general idea, I think, fits in very, very nicely with the Rambam's general view about these matters. There's a famous piece in the Kedusha Griz al Rambam where he talks about bracha al minag, of course the halal discussion, and there he tries to explain that the Rambam had a different view than the Bali Tosis about the issue of ein mevarchin al minag. The Bali Tosis, the issue was, is it included in Lo Sasur? It's not included in Lo Sasur, because after all, the Gemara says that to make a bracha on Drabana on Chanukah, right, because Lo Sasur and Shalavicha V'yagedcha. So that's the question, you know, whether a minag is included or not. So Rav Elvo points out that that doesn't work for the Rambam, because the Rambam, Nichlas Mamrim, says very clearly that a minag is also included, minag chachamim is also included in Lo Sasur. So you could say the words Vitzivanu. So what's the problem? So Rav Elba goes on to explain that the problem of Mevarchin al Minag for the Rambam is a question of the stature of different types of Drabbanans and the nature of different types of Drabbanans. It's not the ability to say the word, you know, authentically or accurately, Vitzivanu. You could say Vitzivanu, but is this a Davar Shashayach babracha? That's the question. And that's where, you know, the difference between gzeira or takana or minhag comes into play. So he doesn't say this at all. He does speak about Yom Shedi Shogalias, but he doesn't speak about the question of, you know, Vade ala Safek and Safek. At least in that piece, he doesn't speak about it at all. But what I'm suggesting for the Rambam in light of the tshuva to the Chachmei Eloneil, going back to Demai and Yontav Sheni Shogalios, I think is perfectly aligned with that approach. Namely, you do or don't have a bracha has to do with the nature of the Rabbanan. What kind of Rabbanan is it? And Minhag is a level, maybe lacking the stature of a Takana de Rabbanan for whatever reason. And so too, a takana ala safek, or the different types of takanos ala safek, are open to that question and that issue as well. It's just a whole different approach to the problem of mevarchin or ein mevarchin. Having said that about Rava and Abaya, let me just go back to that. Again, we're running out of time, so let me just say a few things about it quickly. As I said, the question of Rav and safek here is important. It's important on different levels. In terms of the history of the Takana, it's important. You certainly don't get the impression in Sota Memches that Rov is crucial to Demai. And that is highlighted by Tosas and Shabbos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Where Tosas asks the question, well, in Sota, it doesn't sound that way. Right, you might have to adjust in light of Rav and Abaya and say, well, you know, Ikar Chasam and Asefer, but in light of the other Gemaras, obviously, Rov is basic and important. Again, Orch HaShulchan was trying to avoid that. That was the point. But I think the issue is twofold. A, the factual question, was there, wasn't there a Rov? I think that we can probably, again, so that's where the Torah Zeroyim's Ha'ara about Rav Tarfon, the Rav Tarfon Shita in Menachos on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph seems to be that we don't consider Rov Ami Aretz to be Ma'asri. That's where he asks the question. So if that's true, so what are you going to do about all the kulas that are based on Rov? Okay. But I think for Abaye and Rav at least, we can assume that factually there was a Rov. The real question is, A, whether you need it, or saying Safek is enough to justify, or to justify the kulas, in other words. That's one issue, that's one side of it. Or, getting back to my response to Daniel's question, sometimes saying Rov isn't just a kula or something that expresses, you know, how meager or how insignificant, you know, the problems Demai is addressing. Sometimes it's exactly the opposite. Sometimes it's better to say Safek than Rov, because if you say Rov, you might be accentuating that there isn't any real Safek Tabel, and therefore there's just a Chi of Hafrasha. Now, in light of everything that we've just said, the issue of Abaye and Rava may be that they both agree that there's a Rov. I mean, that seems to be the objective evidence. You have several Gemaras here, right? You have Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Shabbos. What happens in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Shabbos? Zach. You see it? Debate between Abaye and Rava? Simcha? Eliezer? Ari? Michael? The Gemara Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where Tosas is. Adam? There you have a discussion between Abaye and Rava regarding Rov Ami Aretz Ma'asrin, but in what's the context? This is very important. That's why I'm not going to take the time to say that again. No. Yud Gimel, I'm talking. Did I bring it, or I forgot to bring it? What's Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? Michael? What?
Actually, I forgot, but I'm about to open it.
Oh, okay. Jakey?
A Zav, Parashim with a Zav.
Yeah. Can you have a Zav eating? Are you worried that they're going to be fed Right? What's the Gemara here? Lo yochal atara matmeya, lo yochal azav im azav, am ipne hergal aver. Ki yotzeba lo yochal zav parush, im zav ama aretz, shema yargilenu etzlo. Bechim argilu etzlo mayhava, ima shema yochilenu dvarim tmeim. Atu zav parush lav dvarim tmeim achil. What's wrong with that? Am rabbi egzera shema yachilenu dvarim sh'enam mitukanim. Abai is worried that if a zav parush, right, eats together right with an amba aretz, that he'll feed him dvarim she'enem etukanim. And Rava says, Rov ame haaretz ma'asrenein. And he gives a different shot. Rava says, don't worry about that. You know, in other words, Abai is worried about dmai here. And Rava says, don't worry about it, Rov ame haaretz ma'asrenein. So here, Abaya is being machmir, and Rava is being mekel. So if you just had this Gemara alone, you would say, oh, because Abaya thinks it's a safek, therefore it should be machmir, and Rava thinks it's a rov. This is where Tosis comes into the to say, well, that's true, what do you do with Sota? How can there be a demai? Miyud hamatsui, the whole story. Fine. Then you have the Gemara in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Daniel, what's on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph?
That's really the question of Hanukkah.
Okay. That's the bracha question. Okay, so how does it go there? Abaya says, so, also safek.
Right, Abaya says, you don't make a bracha on the safek of the Rabbanan. You only make a bracha on Avada of the Rabbanan. What about Yom Tov Sheni?
Right. And Rava says? Okay, so Rava and Abaya are consistent on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And again, it seems like Rava's saying, listen, if you had a safek, you would make a bracha. But this is even less. This is a kula. Forget about it. You don't make a bracha here. Except that, as we know, that's if you read the Gemara like Rashi. If you read the Gemara like the Ramban, right? So then it turns out quite different. Turns out that for the Ramban, saying Rova Ami Aret is saying that it's a Vadai, not a Safek. Ramban turns everything on its head for Rava. So in terms of who believes in Rov, who believes in Miut, the two sugyas are the same. But in terms of whether it's a Kula or a Chumra, it's backwards for the Ramban anyway. And for the Rambam, right? We just discussed. It's complicated. We'll just say it's complicated and leave it at that for the moment. Okay? So already, in terms of the direction, we seem to possibly have a steer according to some Rishon. But at least, in terms of the basic Shitos, they're the same. However, it doesn't end there. There's other Gemaras. What other Gemaras? Yehuda.
There's
Gittin.
Gittin.
Yeah. And where else?
Sota.
Sota?
No.
Subas. What's in Gittin? Samech
Aleph. Gittin, there's a discussion about being with Chaver and Amaharat being together.
Yeah, but in the context of, again, halacha lemaisa, right? Mash'elas isha l'chamishna. Mash'elas isha l'chaverta ha'chashuda l'ashvias nafa v'kivra v'rechaim v'tanur avalo tavar v'lo titchan ima, because you're worried about mesayeya l'idei avera. That's in shvias, correct? Then we're sold v'eishas chaver, mash'elas l'eishas amharetz nafa v'kivra or kavara, whatever it's pronounced, bereres v'tochenes v'rakedes ima. Right? Aval mishatatil samayim lo tigeimash ein machzikim bidei ovrei aveir. So the Gemara says maishna seifa. What's the Gemara answer?
It's the same thing because
Oh no, Abaye switches. Ah, so Omer Abaye rov amiaretz maasrin hein, and Rava says hachaba amaretz drab meir v'tumat v'tara drabanan. So what's going on here? All of a sudden, Abaye is the one who says rov, right? Which is not what he said in the two Shabbos Gemaras. And not only that, but what is Abaye saying? Abaye is saying, number one, he's saying Rov, and he's saying the Kula. All right. That part of it is okay, but he's the one who was Machmir in Shabbos Yud Gimel and also in Shabbos Chaf Gimel. Right? Rava is the one who's saying, you have to be Inochanami, had it been as it was, you would have to be machmir, right? You couldn't be when it comes to misayel idei avera, you have to be machmir, even though he said it's no problem to eat with them, right? Misayel idei avera, he's machmir, but the chashash takala, maybe you'll end up eating it, or the justification of making a bracha, that's a different matter. All right, Rava is all over the place in terms of kula and kumra. And here it is, here he's machmir. Okay, maybe he's machmir in Shabbos too, depending on your point of view. But he's certainly mekel in Shabbos Yud Gimel. Either way, the rov and the miut part are backwards. Then you have ksuvis, right? Nun vav medbeis. Tosus asks these questions in different places. Does Tosus ask him Gittin?
Yeah.
Does, right? Yeah. Rav Amar Abaye Mekel Tvei L'Sayeya B'Maiser Mituma Betara Drabanan Kinemuchak etc. But Rav Ipcha But Rav Nami Islay Rav Amar It's Maaser Nein Right, Tosus knows the Gemara is in Shabbos V'Kila B'Demai B'Perek Avapi According to Subas U'Perek B'Me Madlikin Aval Savar Hacha Avagav D'Rav Ami Arts Maaser Nein Mikamakom Yisr D'Mai Ika V'Yisr L'Sayam V'Abaye B'Perek Kama D'Shabbos Gabaliocho Zav Parush im Zava Maaretz Kayish Tvei Shemiochlenu Dvarim Shinim Metukanim Afagav Drov Masrin Baravalo Kayish. Basically, Tosus is not explaining anything. Tosus is just saying, yeah, Rav also believes in Rov. There are discrepancies here. Apparently, when it comes to Misayeya, he's more worried. When it comes to being Ochel, he's less worried. When it comes to Bracha, he's Tosus basically, you know, outlining the problem. He's not really illuminating it so much, the solution. Again, what's in Ksuvis? Ksuvis is, did you see it, Daniel? Anybody see Ksuvis? Ariel? Yeah, so Chav Dalet Omid Aleph and Nun Vav Omid Beis. And even those are different, right? You have Chav Dalet Omid Aleph. What are Gomlin?
Gomlin are Idem, Idem Echad will come and they try to help out each other. They say, I'll say that your tefillah is Metokon, you'll say that my tefillah is Metokon.
Sounds like a little kanunya going on there, maybe,
Marx
right?
Brothers.
Or we're worried about it. What?
Marx Brothers.
Marx Brothers? Okay. I thought that was like more humor than. Okay, could be. I don't know. That's, believe it or not, before my time. Okay. let's see. So that's Chav Dalet Omid Aleph, right? And what do we say there about Abaye and Rava?
Their Abaye is what she talks about, Yud Gimel and Chav Gimel, he's a Tzafek, and Rava said it.
Yeah, Abaye Amar Le'olam Lo Tepuch, B'Demai Yekilu. No, one second.
It's
the opposite. Le'olam Lo Tepuch.
Their Abaye is Rov, and also Rava says Rov.
So it's B'Demai Yekilu, Rov Ami Aretz Ma'asrin.
And Rava agrees with that also over there. So there you see for sure that Abaye and Rava agree that Rov Ami Aretz Ma'asrin.
Yeah. So here again, Tosus makes the comment. B'had Amar Abaye b'Perek Mamim Adlikim Safik Devarim L'Avoy Bracha Rav Amar Rav Amar Tz Masrin Hein B'chein Perek Afalpi Mishani Abaye there Abaye we'll see in a second says Vaday Devarim Asu Chizuk Safik Devarim L'Asu Chizuk Rav Amar B'Demai Yikilu Lo Mishum Di Leisle L'Abaye D'Rava D'Hachar Yisai V'Ode B'Shili Amevi Di'ik Masnissin D'Rav Amar Arts Masrin Hein V'Yisle Abaye D'Kol Safik Devarim Afagav D'Lake Arov L'Avoy here he says L'Asu Chizuk. Here he says, well, just because he believes that there's Rove doesn't mean he has to quote Rove if he thinks that the answer would work, even if it was Safek. Which is like the answer that the Nosei Kalim gave for the Rambam. That the Rambam said Safek, even though he held like Rava, because, you know, it's true, Rove is right, but Abaye is, it's Larvuche Milsa, you know, basically. That's what Tosus is saying here. But then he says, however, that doesn't help for Umibu Perakama de Shabbos, Ahida Liocho Zav. Parashim Zav Amaretz, Parashim Bayashim Yachalenu Dvarim Shenim Metukanim. But Lo Samecha Rova Amaretz Ma'asrin. It's one thing to say, even the Safek, even if it wasn't a Miut, you should still be Mekil. But there he's actually being Machmir. Kedokamar Rava Hassan. Right? The answer is Svirle Delahi Milsa Machmir, Velo Samchinin Aruba, Vekain Rava Besafani Zakin, Gabi Mashalas Isha. Right, again, basically, if you look on Nun Vavam Beis, then again you have Machlokas Rava and Abaya. Again in the Gomlin Sugi again. Also Chizuk LeDevrayim Kol Safek, or only Bevadai. So Abaya says Milsa Deshchich Avder Rabban Chizuk Milsa Lo Shichel Avder Rabban Chizuk Harei Chamarim Deshchich Avder Rabban Chizuk. The answer is Amar Abaye Vaday Dibrayim of the Chizuk Safek Dibrayim Lo of the Chizuk. Rav Amar Bidmai Hikilu. Here it doesn't say Mishum Rov, just says Bidmai Hikilu. The point is, if you look at these, just these Gemaras, two Gemaras in Ksuvas, Nun Vav Mid Beis Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, two Gemaras in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Gittin Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, what you end up with is a headache, right? Who holds Rov, Abaye or Rava? Who holds that Dmai is more Mekel or more Machmir, Abaye or Rava? You don't get a consistent answer when you look at those five sugyas. That's what Tosis is pointing out. Again, you have to look at Tosis, you have to look at the other Rishonim, what they say. Tosis is mostly, you know, reconstructing the reality, but not explaining much. But what I think the answer is as follows. It's clear that both Abaye and Rava believe in the reality of Rov. The question is about the impact of Rov. And here, we have to explain it better, but the point is that it is complicated. It's complicated for the following reasons. Number one, somebody can believe in Rov and say, however, even had it been Suffolk, it would have been enough. Like they say for the Rambam, although I don't think that's a shot in the Rambam, like they say, in light of the, in other words, Chachmei Luniel, like they say, like Tosa says, that is certainly a one explanation for the discrepancy. Moreover, sometimes you're not going to say Rov, because even if it's Dmai is in the other direction, sometimes Suffolk is enough of a reason to be Mekel. Sometimes Rov isn't yet enough of a reason to be Mekel. Right? So Rava believes in Rov, but when it comes to Mesaye, it's not enough. But it's more than that. It's also the issue that we outlined before, and that is it more chamur to be Suffolk or to be Rov? Well, the answer is, there's no answer to that question either. In other words, if you're worried about the Doraisa Isur of Tevel, then the chumra is always to quote Suffolk. But if you're worried about the Gzeira Drabanan of Achiv Afrashas Vadai of Dmai, then it very, very well may be that the best thing to quote is Rov. So even the same person, assuming there are two aspects of Dmai, there's the Suffolk Doraisa and there's the Gzeira Drabanan, even the same person in different contexts, depending on what he's interested and worried about, the Gzeira Drabanan or the Suffolk Doraisa, is going to quote something different. Or, and, if we're worried about Dmai applying or getting off the ground to begin with, as we just said, then Rov Amei Aretz is always a reason not to be gozer. But if we're talking about applying Dinei Dmai once they do apply, well, then quoting Rov, again, for the same reason, is tricky. Rov may establish that there's no macholas asuros, no cheftish al isar, just a chovas afrasha and an isar achila. But at least as an isar achila and a chovas afrasha, it establishes that that's probably a vadai, not just a safek. So that's why there are like four different, I think, perspectives here, but you just have to try to put it together and see if it works out. But at least in theory, this would explain some of the discrepancies and how one would handle them, not just for Abaye and Rava and Rav Tarfon and the Torah Zroim question, but also for other issues that come up. Okay, having said that, let me go back to two other points. One is Taroves Dmai. Okay, so in light of everything that we discussed, let's talk a little bit about Taroves Dmai. So we know the two days in the Gemara. And I already suggested that that could be crucial to understanding, you know, the nature of Dmai itself. To what extent it's Safek Tevel. And if it's Safek Tevel, then you would treat Taroves Dmai the same way that you would treat Taroves Tevel. Or, if we're really not Kosheish so much for that, if it's a Din Vadai, but it's a Din Vadai of a different sort, then maybe Lo Tiknu B'Taroves Dmai. Or, maybe more the point, the reason Lo Tiknu is because of the nature of what Dmai is. What I was suggesting was that if Demai is not Macholos Asuros, it's just a din or a gzeira, or Chobos Hafrasha, maybe an Isra Achilos Agavra, so then it's very possible that they limited this takana to a ban, just as they limited it to Machal Adam and excluded Machal Behema, Zera, and so on and so forth. And that's why I was suggesting at the time that the Gemara's application of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takala Yadam when they thought Tarov is Demai might be a limiting factor. Okay. So, in order to analyze this more fully, we should look at the following. Number one, the Rambam versus Rashi and the Meiri, as we discussed. I mean, what's the Chiddush, the Hava Minu, the Maskana, that we took care of already. But also a second question, that is this halacha of Tarovas Demai being mutter, is it really a special din in Demai, or is it typical of other Isurin Rabbana? Now, why would anybody think such a thing? Because, number one, of the Gemara in Psachim. Right, the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Jerry, see it?
Yeah.
What does it talk about? What is it about? Very good. And what's the halacha of Chavit Shavar Lava Pesach?
So you say that after Pesach, even if the
That's the Gemara there in Lamed Aleph. Bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino. Even though chametz b'Pesach is also b'mashuhu, chametz achar Pesach, what happens?
It's mutter. It's mutter if it's
tarot. Nisarev is mutter. Now, if you look at the Gemara alone, there's a huge gaping hole, you know, in the two sides of the contrast. Meaning, on Pesach, chametz is also b'mashuhu. Right? Now, why it's also b'mashuhu is not for us right now. According to the Rambam, maybe it's a Dorosh Shel Matirin. According to the Bali Tosus, you know, Atu, it's a Gzeira. But whatever it is, on Pesach, chametz is also b'mashuhu. That's why, you know, women are always in such crisis on Pesach. However, after Pesach, what happens? Nisarev, mutter, chametz shel Pesach. So what we mean to say is that the din of mashu no longer applies. And it becomes a regular din of tam ki ikar, but not more than that. In other words, if you have bitul berov, but you have tam, that's going to be asur and chametz shel Pesach too. The only thing that you're not going to say is mashu. Or, that's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara meant is a knas drabanan. And therefore, when you are Misarev, even though there's tam, ki ikar, as long as it's not be'en, kai gam nalo tiknu. So in the Gemara it's not clear. In the Rambam it's not clear. At least I don't think it's so clear. If you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, where the Rambam quotes this halacha, it's not so clear. Not so clear. And it's a debate among the poskim. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Taf Mem Zayin, Sifir Aleph, based on the Tur, says that no Saint Tam in Chametz Shel Avlav Pesach is Asur. What did I say? Taf Mem Zayin Yud Aleph. Bein Chametz Shenisarev Kodem HaPesach V'Avrlav HaPesach Bein Shenisarev B'Pesach V'Avrlav HaPesach Avrlav Kol HaPesach Bein Shavrlav HaPesach Al HaChametz V'Nisarev L'Achar HaPesach Batal B'Shishim. Batal B'Shishim? That's what the Gemara meant. Meaning there's no Isur Mashu. That's the tour. Magen Avram jumps in Sifkat Mem Dalet here and says this is scandalous. Zehu Das HaTur. As long as you have rov, it's bata. He says, after all, I mean, what are we saying? Is it the din of mashuhu? Is it on Pesach? But let's say kodem Pesach or b'shah shishis, where Pesach is also, right? Post ach chile, right? So there's no mashuhu, but there's an isur tam. So you're going to say that Chametz Shel Avrlav HaPesach Mishum Knas Durabanan is the equivalent of Kodem HaPesach, meaning Achilek, which is Doraisa? It's So the Magen Avraham thinks that all the Rishonim and Poskim are against this Torah and Shulchan Aruch. I say the Rambam is not so clear to me. And Yivar Fah says, if you have Rov, so then the rule is that Tam Kikar doesn't apply. Yeah.
Rashi there says that Rashi himself is like a field.
Rashi on the Nisarev L'Achar Pesach? You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, he says explicitly? I feel L'Achar Tam? I bring himself in? Yeah. Yeah, 1 second. I thought I brought himself in. Oh, okay. So that's... I thought it wasn't so clear. In the Rambam, I don't think it's clear. Anybody have a Rambam here? Perek Aleph Halacha Hey?
This is
the Tarobah. Well, I did Tarobah slow. Shehiya be'enev, avarla lakonis l'mesar tarovas delay. The one before? Oh, feel, no, shalobas ma, no. Oh, I see, yeah, you're right. Shalobas ma, no. Ben bimino, ben shalob amino. Mutar filo no sen tam. Ah, okay, very good. Right. So that's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that all the Rishonim were against the Torah. The point is, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, in the context of Chametz Charal of Pesach, are the equivalent of the Radvaz's reading of the Rambam, in Demai. Okay. That doesn't mean that the Rambam agrees. Again, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, I don't think I bought it. Anybody have it on the computer? Aleph Hey? Do you have it? Go ahead, Jake. Yeah, so it's not clear. He doesn't say whether it's Vitam or not. Either way, this is a very important issue. However, there are two other points that I wanted to bring up. Is this sugya relevant to us or not? Again, according to the Torah, you could say, well, there's no such din in Chametz Charal Aval Pesach. That's number one. Even if there was such a din in Chametz Charal Aval Pesach, it might be a special din in Chametz Charal Aval Pesach. In particular, the idea might be not just that the knas or the din d'rabbanan of Chametz Charal Aval Pesach is not b'taroves, but that the break in continuity. Does this? Why is this Chametz Charal Aval Pesach? Because on you didn't do by Rabbi Yimotze, right? So if you can somehow alter in a significant way the form of this Chametz from the way that it was to now. So the knas of Chametz Shavar of a Pesach doesn't apply. The issue might be as follows. There's a debate among the Rishonim, I think the Poskim too, what about Tarovas Chametz of Pesach? Right, Tarovas Chametz is also Asur B'Pesach. Now is Tarovas Chametz the Pesach Mutter Lachar Pesach? Or is only Tarovas Chametz Shenis Arev Lachar Pesach? Mutter. So the Chachmei Ashkenaz already debated that point. The Rabia quotes his Rabbi Yoel and the Rabia, the whole discussion about that. Mordechai quotes it in Psachim too. Chaviyah Shel Sheichar. What about La'achar HaPesach? The argument is, well, if Atzmo Shel Chametz Shenis Arev Lachar HaPesach is Mutter, then Tarovis Chametz, which is more Kal than Atzmo Shel Chametz, should certainly be Mutter Lachar HaPesach. That's one side of the argument. The refutation, of course, is in one case, it was a transition. Right? You had Atzmo Shel Pesach, Shel Chametz, and now it's changed into something else. It's not the same Chametz as it was when you were violating. But Tarovis Chametz is Asur on Pesach. So the fact that it's not Pesach anymore, there's still no transition. There are really two issues. One is a question of how to look at Tarovas Chametz bit Pesach, which is certainly not our topic right now. In other words, do you look at Tarovas Chametz as the Chametz be'en mixed into something else, or is there a chalos called Tarovas Chametz of Pesach? Okay. Which I think is certainly the case for many Rishonim, certainly for the Rambam. And if that's Sukkot, then that's the equivalent of Atzmo Shel Chametz in a very real sense. You don't look at the, you know, the Be'en, you know, but not the surrounding Taroves as being the real Mechayev and the real Oser. It's the total Taroves. Okay, that's one issue. The second issue is the issue we're talking about now, which is this din of tarobes la'achar is about change, or it's about the nature of the Issa D'Rabbanan. If it's about the nature of the Issa D'Rabbanan, it's not about change, then it's parallel to our sugya. What's fascinating is we also have a parallel debate about tavlin and sa'ar. Now, if it's really the same halacha, and is this din about dinim d'Rabbanan generally, so should we say, what about something which is avivi l'taima? Right, our Gemara says, if it's avivi l'taima, then the tarovas d'mai p'tur doesn't apply. What about avivi l'taima? Sa'ar. I mean, that's particularly appropriate. So the Magen Avraham quotes a debate on that point. Right, he quotes one shita that says, if I can find it, Hechesha naflu chitno. No, sorry. Ah, Shimrei Shechar Sh'ovar Lama Pesach. The Chimitz Bo Isa Osir. This is Maram Lublin. The Hava Ki'ilu Hu Be'enei. Udalo Ke. I don't know who that is. Here Shushan. Shalo Iyein Sham. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure who the Bar Put is. Basically, this is a Machlokas on that point. The point is that there is a debate, A, between the Tur and, turns out, Rashi and the Magen Avraham, whether or not Taroves, is Mutar L'Achar Pesach, A. B, there is a question about Davar Davidi L'Taima. Either way, if the point in Chomet Sh'avar L'Ava Pesach is the issue of transition, and it's a totally different sugya. And maybe that can be tested by the question of Tarovas Chametz, Shenisarev or Shalonisarev. However, it's possible at least to see this as a parallel. On the other side of it, the takana of Chomet Sh'avar L'Ava Pesach, the knas of Chomet Sh'avar L'Ava Pesach, has nothing to do with Safek. It's a standalone din d'rabbanan. It's connected to the original Iser, but it's a standalone Iser. So you can argue that, you know, the d'rabbanan can do with it whatever they want. They can say, you know, Kai Gavna Lo Kamsu, not the same stuff because of the transition, etc. Demai, in a way, it's more of a chiddush, as we've explained, because what about Safek Tevel? If Safek Tevel is really at root of the Takana. The other application of this comes up in the Mordechai. And the Mordechai here al-Atar, already saw it? Willie?
Yes, it's about
Pasakum. So the Mordechai just says, based on the Gemara of Tarovas Demai, we should conclude that pas akum shenisarev, kol shekain, that's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
He used the word kol shekain. Why kol shekain? He says why.
Here,
yeah. Kol shekain, because that's a pure drabanan. Here, there's a chashash daraisa. Even with this chashash daraisa, we say tarovas demai is mutter, kol shekain in a pure drabanan. Right? Is it such a clear-cut kol shekain? And by the way, the Rama in Yoredeya paskins this, and the Gra, I put on the Marmakamos, the Gra says, what's the Makar? Tarov is Demai. I don't recall if he quotes the Mordechai. He does quote the Mordechai?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I'm very lying. It says Mordechai.
Oh, he does say. Okay. So there's this Mordechai is quoted the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rama. But the kol shekain is not simple at all. On the one hand, the kol shekain is sensible. Namely, what's the argument of the Mordechai? Well, if you're really worried about Tevel, and Tevel is also B'taroves, so this is a huge kula. So if where there's a Daraisa Safek, we're going to rely on this kula, we're certainly going to rely on the standalone Rabbana. Of course. The other side of the coin, in light of everything we've been saying, David, is? Say again? Yeah, in other words, maybe it's Safek Tevel creates a Vadai Gzeira of Demai. But precisely because it's not tevel, but is based on suffek tevel, may be a reason to say that there's no hefta shel machalos asuros, there's no kai gav netiknu. But where they basically have a standalone drabanan to begin with, and they said that something is asur, so they made it machalos asuros midrabanan. This isn't machalos asuros midrabanan because of its daraisa roots and the rove or everything else, so we just don't take the cheftza so seriously. It's a chobis afrasha or an isra achila. So the chobis afrasha and the isra achila is only to a be'en. But where the drabanan starts off is a pure drabanan. In that sense, pasakum is something in between chometz shavar leva pesach and tarovas demai. Because in chometz and pesach too, the knas, there's no safek daraisa there. But the knas is related in some way to the chometz as was. But that's what I meant about the transition idea. It's in a changed state. It's in an altered state. So all three of these cases might be unique. But the Mordechai certainly is assuming a connection. I'm assuming that those who made the Taima, Lataima Avidi connection in the Chometz and Pesach Sugya were assuming the link to the Pesach Gemara. It's an issue that comes up in other Drabanans too. I gave you the example, and famous example, the debate between the Rajba and the Ra'ah in Torah Sabayis. I mean, what about Bishalakum? Right, the Rajba says in Torah Sabayis, in the very, very end of Bayis Dalid, that Kol Bayis Gimel, okay, that any time you have an Iser or Xera Drabanan, right, it applies also to its Tam and its Bliya. And even if that Xera Drabanan is connected to a particular reason, Mishum Chasnus, and the reasoning doesn't seem to apply, even then we low plug the reasoning and we say they were metakein a Iser Drabanan, Macholos Asuras Drabanan, and therefore it applies to Taroves and to Blia too. And the Ra'ah disagrees, but the Ra'ah doesn't disagree in principle about Drabanans. He disagrees specifically about those that are connected to a Tam like Chasnus. So he says, in that context, no, just if we're talking about Nishum Chasnus and it doesn't apply here, then it won't apply. So he argues that there's no Iser Blias Kalim or Taroves when it comes to Bishalak. That's a huge, huge argument. Yeah, argument, yeah.
It doesn't have to be a chasnus per se. It just could be that Rabban and Regozer and all these different things for different reasons. So it's chasnus here and it's, chash tevel there, whatever. In other words, the tam of the gzera plays into the gzera itself. So in situations where there's no chashash, so...
Well, what they're saying is that in Blia and in Taroves, there's no chashash of chasnus. If you're talking about chashash of tevel, that would be a reason actually to be machmir, not to be meichel, right? If you're really worried about Tevel, then why shouldn't you apply it to Tam?
But at the same time, Rove Amar Eretz Masrin, so you could quote that.
That's a way of... If you quote that here, then that's your way of saying, I'm not really worried about Tevel.
So,
but if you say that the Gzera of Dmai is Apopishiesh Rove Amar Eretz Masrin, that nonetheless, we're Choshesh for the Chashash Miut of Tevel, we're really, really Choshesh, it really might be Tevel that we're eating, that drives everything, even though it's against the Klali Achra, that's the Drabana. Then why wouldn't you treat it like Machalos Asuros and worry about the standards? If you're worried about the ban, you should be worried about the Tam.
From the fact that the Ra'ah is willing to say, oh, it's Mishum Chasnus, therefore wherever Chasnus doesn't apply, therefore it's not going to apply, like Blia.
I think he's saying that it's not Machalos Asuros.
So therefore he could just as easily use some of the other factors by some of the other Yisrael Rabbanan, like Demai, and he could say, oh, since Rovam Aretz Ma'asrin Hain.
He could. But you'd have to weigh each and every one. There he's saying the Tam doesn't apply. Here, actually, the Tam, if you think Safek Tevel, is a reason to be mocked. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so this is a general issue that seems to be very, very important. If there was a general din that in all Drabanans, Sveikon Bliasam, Taruvasam is Mutter, then that would be an easy way to explain Tarovas Demai here as well. If there's something unique to Tarovas Demai, which I'm suggesting, we can refute the Mordechai's Kol Shekein, possibly. We can refute the evidence on either side in terms of Chametz Sha'avar Olav HaPesach. So then, well, you know, what kind of halacha is this? Why is this special here? But really, what I'm suggesting is that if it isn't Chafta Shel Macholos Asuros and Safek Tevel, if that's the trigger, but it really is an Isra Achila and a Chiyuv Hafrasha, that to say that it's limited to Be'en, just in the same way that we would say it's limited to Mako, it doesn't apply to Mako Behema, it doesn't apply to Zera, and so on. And this, I think, would help with another point, and that is as follows. The Rabbi Kivager on the spot, Gilyan HaShas, here on Ardaf, points to something. Michael, you saw it? To the Rash in... I put it on the Marbuk almost. The Rash in...
In the Mishnah's in Dubai.
In Dubai, yeah. Rabbi Kivager says to look at that. Whenever Rabbi Kivager says to look, one should look.
Over there, I'm guessing in Aleph Gimel.
Aleph Gimel. So what's the issue of the Rash there? The Rash asks an important question. Right? The Mishnah says... Go ahead, Michael.
That's Shemin Arev.
Shemin Arev.
Is Machlokas Beis Shemin Beis Hillel.
Correct.
That, Beis Hillel holds that it does not require... it's not chayav for Demai, and Beis Shemin says it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well said. So, Shemin Arev, Beis Shemin Bechayv, and Beis Hillel Potrim. That's what the Mishnah says. What does the Rash ask?
So the Rash asks, so what's, I think, which is, what's the nature of the machlokas between the two?
Yes, a question.
Meaning, I guess,
connection to our Gemara.
Meiser is chayav in
why not Yisrael? Say Shemin Arev is, they still says Potter. Why isn't Shemin Arev Potter based on Taroves Demai? Isn't that the question? I think that's the question. Shemin Arev, Shieshimo Besamim, Kagom Plaitun. Gomer v'perik v'me'isha, v'reishes shemanim shachu, v'plaiten, v'shem nesarvim v'besamim, v'eino be'en kokach patr be'tzilim, v'divrei teima, v'lo dai tikinen me'acha, perakam v'dechulin, v'lo gazra al tarov ez demai. V'shem v'shayni hacha, d'ikar l'meshicha, v'lo la'achila d'chamir. So what's the Rash asking?
I guess, why, because of Taroves Demai, it should be, I guess, it should be Pater.
This should come under the rubric of Taroves Demai, and then we should derive from here whether Taroves Demai is or is not.
It should be quoted over there as a Mishnah for support.
Right, exactly. Why isn't this quoted in Chulin? So the Rash gives an answer and says, because Ikara l'vishicha v'lo l'achiv. So the, I don't know if anybody got a chance, but if you look at the Tosas Yom Tov, what is it? Anybody see it? Daniel? He makes a very important comment, I think.
Even though Sicha Kishtiya, so still it's not exactly.
He says Sicha is Kishtiya. So what do we care whether the Shemin Arev is Ikar L'Achila? Sicha is Kishtiya. It's L'Meshicha. And if you look actually at the Rambam on this Mishnah, the Rambam is a different reading of the Mishnah. Do you see it, Daniel? But the Rambam actually says in that same halacha, what halacha is it? Nice. Yeah. So Donnie, what does it say?
He says that Shemin Arev is Trumos.
That's for Beis Shan. We'll get to that. Not today, I guess. When we come back. What is it? Yigibel Tezvah? Halakech peros l'achila. No, Tezayin. Shemin Arev potter ben Admai she'en cheskaso l'achila. That's a totally different chat. And then he says, Shemin shalokeach sorek laseis osa b'tzemer potter ben Admai she'en nivla b'tzemer. Fine. Abol sheha'oreg lokeach lasuch bo etz bo'osav right? That's the Rambam. So the Tosas Yom Tov's question is a good one. Now the Rabbi Kivager mitigates the whole thing by saying, Daniel? Where's Daniel? Did you catch? He says, this is all within Taroves. Maybe it's not that Sikha, because Tosas Yom Tov is a pretty strong question. Sikha's Kishtiya. And the Rambam holds that way for sure here. So the Rabbi Kivager says, not so bad. The point is it's within Tarov. One might have thought Tarov's demai would be Asur, unless it was also, you know, Sicha Kishtia. So it's this combination. Doesn't sound like that from the Rash at all. It sounds like the Rash is saying the standalone halacha, like the Tosas Yom Tov. So I'd like to suggest is as follows. What's the rule about Sicha Kishtia? Kiva, help us out here. What's there to say about a Sicha Kishtia? Avi? Elichai, go ahead. Sicha Kishtia is not so simple. The Rambam says, Sicha Kishtia b'kol makom. Even the Rambam doesn't consistently apply Sicha Kishtia b'kol makom. Some sugyas, it seems like Sicha is not necessarily Kishtia. And Yom Kippur is Sicha Kishtia?
No.
Clearly not, right? You don't violate the Yisur Misa of Akilah b'Yom Kippur through Sicha.
Tosos and Ida and the Aflan of Vies is bothered by seeming steer and shas in some places, like Gemara just says it as a pashut, double pashut in some places.
Trumos sichas kishtia.
Gemara in Orba rotate, the Gemara has the Gemara's custom for it.
Yeah, correct. Tosos Shanim speaks about this in Yuma as well.
Shvias.
There's also discrepancies in sichas kishtia. So the Rav used to say, and this is in the Chidushi Agris in the letters in the back. So this is one of the exchanges between the Rav and Rav Elbel. One of those letters, some of those letters are to the Rav, like two or three of them. This is one of them. So he says, he said, yeah, I like that chiddush that you said about Sicha Kishtia. So basically they thought as follows. When it comes to Maisa Achila, Sicha is not Kishtia. When it comes to Achila Sachefza, Sicha is Kishtia. In other words, where you're interested in the achila from the perspective of the chafetza, like in Trumos. I mean, in Trumos, we don't care about the ma'is achila. We care that the truma should be nechal, that it should meet its proper destiny. B'kedusha, it should be nechal b'kedusha. The actual ma'is achila sagavra is not the focal point. On Yom Kippur, we care about achila sagavra. We're not worried about the foodstuffs that are going to be nechal on Yom Kippur. Right? We're worried about Achila Sagavra. He's supposed to be Vinisa Mesnaf Shosecha. So when we are interested in Maisa Achila, it's quite possible that Sicha Zalav Kishtia. When we're interested in Chefza Shal Achila, that's a different matter entirely. But I want to suggest, this is my speculation back to that, that I'm just saying, that's the that Yisod, which helps a lot. It's also very logical when you think about it. Sicha as an act is not anything like Achila. But if you're talking about kilui hachefza, right, it has a din of achilas hachefza. That's the point. So the point is, maybe that's what the Rash is saying. The question in Demai is, let's go back to the other Yisod. Maybe Demai really isn't machalos asuros. It's not tevel derabana. What is it? Achiv afrasha, an isur achila, achilas agavra. Maybe the Yisra Achila is even a result of the lack of Hafrasha, or vice versa, I'm not sure which. But if you say it that way, this is not Mukhrach at all. I don't want to mislead anybody, but I think one could say, so now when you ask yourself about the, you know, when do we apply Dmai? Maybe we'll only apply Dmai to Cheftzas that are subject to Achila. The Mishnah Rishona, that Mishnah in Demai, says, what's the machlokas beisil and beishamai anyway? He says, it's omed lachila or roi lachila. What do you require for Demai? Omed lachila or roi lachila? He says, you can have something which is omed lachila, and if you do it b'derech sicha, it's still a violation of Demai. And you can have something which is eino omed ela lasicha, let's say, and then it won't matter if you eat it. That's the debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. What I'm just suggesting is, instead of this being a place to draw the line and to say no Dmai here, no Gzeira, maybe the place to draw the line itself is about the nature of the Gzeira. It's not about Ochel. It is about Ochel. It's about an ochel shenitan la'achila, maybe. And therefore, Sicha Kishtia maybe will not apply in this context. In the same vein, Taroves Chametz is a different, it's a different experience. Okay, my time is really running out. Let me just say a few more things about some of the other issues before we have to stop. Svek Sveka, I was going to get into that in more detail, but I really don't have time. Let me just I'll just remember that what we already spoke about, which is there's a machlokas on Rishonim about Svek Sveka, the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Radvaz, as we already said, even the Ravid may think that Svek Sveka, if it really was a Svek Sveka of Am Aretz, would be chayiv. Rambam certainly holds that way. The question is, how does this fit in? I mean, why should Svek Sveka be different here? I think I mentioned already at the time that the Marikorkas has three formulations. One is, it isn't really Svek Sveka. One of the Stadi HaSafek is a Karov Levadai. That's also the Meloa Roim says on Ardaf, one of the possibilities. So it's a, you know, it's the illusion of a Svek Sveka, but it isn't a real one. It's another way of saying, like those Rishonim hold, Svek Sveka really is not going to apply to Demai, and so on. That's obvious. But within the view that Svek Sveka is Asur B'demai, so I think there are two interesting formulations in Marikorkas. One is, on that Rambam, one is that, well, since it's Nitkan Ala Safek, and he himself invokes the language of the Ramban in Shabbos Chav Gimel, if it's Nitkan Ala Safek, so that eliminates one of the Svekas. So basically it's Safek Echad. It's Safek Echad B'drabanan, that's a different question. But either way, it isn't Svek Sveka anymore. That's one formulation of Marikorkas. The second formulation is that Svek Sveka is, we're machmir in Svek Sveka when it comes to Demai, kivin shenitkan ala safek. After all, even Rov works. That's an interesting formulation. Now, does that mean, is that another way of saying that Svek Sveka is also a Rov? Or is it a way of saying, not that there's a gzera derabana bevadai so much as the chashash, even the miut chashash, safek, of tevel, even if it isn't safek ashakol, is oser. So we just keep pushing that. That's if a miut and a rov, then svek sveka is also not going to help you. Again, not because you eliminate one of the svekos because it's a vadai, but the opposite. The chashash muat remains. Of course, that isn't so clear. The Radvaz has an interesting line in this respect. Radvaz says, well, maybe it depends on, well, he doesn't say it, but he alludes to it. Maybe there are different kinds of Svek Sveka, different levels of Svek Sveka. So let me just say two things. Number one, in light of what we spoke about earlier in the year, Rovin Tzunet Shechita Mumchenein Svek Sveka and Dom Shishon Matirin. Number one, it could be Bechalit between Rovin Miyud and Svek Sveka. Just as some are in Dom Shishon Matirin. Maybe Svek Sveka, there's no Leidus HaSafek at all. Whereas Rovin Miyud, there's at least a Leidus HaSafek. You have the Miyud HaMatsui for Tosus in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph. The second you no longer have a Miyud HaMatsui, here you have Rov and a Svek Sveka. Right? Or an additional Safek. So I think that is an important and interesting issue. Having said that, this question also rises. This is Rabbi Kivager's question. The Rambam really holds that Svek Sveka is Chai V'Demai. What about Hakalin Shev V'Demai? Demai Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. So there, the Rash and the Rush interpret that Hakalin Shev V'Demai is Dvarim Shenim Chashuvim. And even then, there's an argument. Dvarim Shenim Chashuvim, therefore you believe him? I think that's the Rush. Dvarim Shenim Chashuvim, and therefore he's going to be Maaser. Not an issue of Nemanusi. According to them, it has nothing to do with Svek Sveka. According to the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, Perkid Gimel Hilchos Maestros, Halach Aleph, also the Rambam says, it's Becheskas Hefker. A different explanation. The Rambam doesn't say anything about Svek Sveka. The Marikorkas there says that the Rambam probably holds Rabbi Yochanan, and the Yerushalmi Aleph Aleph is the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about a Kalin. Is it really Kalin Shebedmai? Or Dvai is Lavdavka. It means a Kalin, these kind of things, even if it was real Tebel, it's Becheskas Hefker, so you don't have to worry about it. So So the Mari Korka says the Rambam in Mishnah Torah paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. At least that means that in Mishnah Torah there's no stira on the matter of Svek Sveika. Because from a Svek Sveika point of view, it'd be chayav. But a Pirsha Mishnah is, he does say it's a Svek Sveika. Safek Hefker, Safek Mu'usar. And that's where Rabbi Kivegar asked the question in his parish on the Mishnah in Dmai. Isn't this a stira on the Rambam who says Safek Chiluf, Safek Mu'usar? So Rabbi Kivegar came up with an interesting answer, Joe, that we were talking about the other day. If the Svek Sveika, both in the study of Safek, are about the actual act of Hafrasha, for example, Safek Amaretz Iser, Safek Shema Eino Shel Amaretz. So then the Rambam will say Yochai B'dmai. But the case of Akal and Shebidmai is maybe Safek you're Pater and there is no Tevel, so you're Pater Miafrasha. Safek you're already Mufra, Mafresh. That already, the Rambam will agree, is a Svek Sveka. Or maybe not a Mishnah Torah, but... Oh. So I think, again, without going to detail, I think Rabbi Kivegar meant it in a... He has this line where he says, you need a Heftza, which is Re'uya le'tevel and le'maiser, and then you can talk about Svek Sveka. Otherwise, that's not a Svek Sveka that you would call like a rove, which would be Machmir and Zman. But I think in light of what we spoke about in the Rambam, the whole issue of Svek Sveika has to be revisited. Because according to the Ramban, who says the Safek is just part of the history for the Takanas Vadai, but it has no impact. So, right, I mean, basically, you probably should say Svek Sveika is certainly Chayav under all conditions. But according to the Rambam, if it's true that it's a Takanas Vadai, Shenitkan ala safek, and that is something that characterizes this takana. It's not just the technical description and background of it. So then, it's not so obvious that svek sveka won't apply. Number one, because maybe it's nitkan ala safek, but not ala svek sveka. I mean, if there's no latest safek to begin with because of svek sveka, I think everybody, even the Ramban, might agree that there's no such takana. But even if we didn't go that far, let's say there is a Lenis HaSafek, and it's still Allah HaSafek. But the point is, if the Nitkal Allah HaSafek does characterize the role, there is a hovering Safek Tevel in the background here, then maybe Svek Sveika is different than Safek. And maybe it also depends how you look at the Svek Sveika, and maybe Rabbi Kvager's, and this I think what Joe was suggesting to me the other day as well, which I totally agree with. Rabbi Kivegar meant his answer in his own way. But we could co-opt that answer in light of Shitas HaRambam and say that maybe there's a difference between when the Sveikos come together and it's really a Safek Me'usar B'Svek Sveika, as opposed to being a Safek Tevel, but not really a Safek Me'usar. Because in the case of Safek Hefker, Safek Iser, it's not Safek Me'usar, it's Safek Tevel. And Safek Tevel may be different than Safek Me'usar. Safek Me'usar, maybe we always say Nitken Allah Safek. Safek Mechuyav B'Maisros, Safek Iser, that's a different story entirely. That's not Nitken Allah Safek anymore. That might be the point, maybe that's Rabbi Kivegar in mind. Rabbi Kivegar is another question. In his parish on the Mishnah, what about being? What's wrong with being mafresh on Yontav Sheni? Dmai on Yontav Sheni should be a svek sveka, right? Safek chol, safek meusar, right? So again, without if Yontav Sheni is alavadai too, right? Maybe even more so. Shelo lezalzulei ben. But the point is again that kind of, would you say about that Safek it's the Svek Sveka of Dmai? Presumably not. The question is whether or not you'd consider it one Safek, since it's Nitkan Alavade. So you have two nitkan ala vadais, which are two vadais which are nitkan ala safek. Right, but each one may not recognize the other. So that will be, again, an interesting and a complicated situation. I think that this also has a lot to do, I'm just running, I'm sorry, but with the other issue, and that is the stira between being mafrish midmai ala dmai. You can't be mafrish midmai ala dmai. That the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says in dmai, parakei. And the Gemara in Bamitzia can't be mafrish dmai ala dmai. Why? Because it's a safek min achiv ala ptur min apatur ala achiv, because you just don't know. On the other hand, this is the question all achronim were bothered by. The Sugya Menachos Laman Aleph Laman Aleph seems to say that you could be mafrish d'mai al tevel d'rabanan. Why aren't you worried that same problem? This is one of the rayas of the Rabbi Yosef Engel, that in fact it's exeir d'rabanan vaday on both sides. I mean, it's vaday not tevel and vaday chayiv the maestros midrabanan. So the Mishnah Melech asks this question in Parakei Hilchos Trumos, Halacha Yud Zayin. And his answer is, basically, whenever you eliminate Tevel, a chashash of Tevel Doraisa, you can be mafrish. Whenever there's a suffix Tevel Doraisa, you can't. Which basically means that the chilak isn't min ad-dmai ala dmai and min ad-dmai ala Tevel Drabanan, it would be in the other direction too. If you want to be mafrish Tevel Drabanan to be Metakein Dmai, you couldn't do that either. In other words, the Mishnah Melech is acknowledging certainly the Safek Isur Tevel Doraisa of, which is why the Asam Doraisa kind of says, he doesn't answer the question, because Asam Doraisa doesn't want to admit that there's a real Safek, even Tevel Doraisa. He thinks it's Batal Barov like a Rubidisa Kaman, based on our Gemara, some other Gemaras, including these Gemaras. So basically, that's the Mishnah Melech. But one could, in light of what we've been saying, just formalize this a little more. The way the Mishnah Melech says it, it sounds like he thinks Dmai is a Safek. Lishitaso. Remember he's the one who said the word Dmai means Safek. For the Rambam, even when it's not real Dmai. And especially when it's Matzah, Tavua, Bashuk, maybe even Truma Gedola. What he's saying is, however, there's a Didrabanan. As long as you're not violating Doraisas, you can risk it. In terms of Hafrasha, one on the other. But one could formalize what the Mishnah Melech is saying, and I think that's what the Torah Zrayim really does. Torah Zrayim says that basically the idea of the Mishnah Melech can just be articulated in, you know, more lamdisha terms, which is there's a chiyuv drabanan because of this safek, and therefore there's never a chashash when it comes to being mafrish either d'mai ala d'mai or d'mai ala tevel d'rabanan, etc. There's never a chashash that it was already musar, and that it's min achiyuv ala p'tur, or min p'tur ala achiyuv. However, there is always the problem of shema lo iser, and it's tevel d'araisa. And therefore, the safek d'mai al d'mai you can't do, Meiser Durabanan al Dmai you can do. Dmai al Meiser you can always do. Now, so it isn't just the way that the Mishnah said, well, if there's a Safek and a, you know, if it could all go bad Doraisa, then you can't do it. Torah Zrayim is saying, yeah, it's not a question of all go bad. It's that the status of Dmai is Safek Doraisa of Gzera Durabanan. Both of them are true. Of course, then he goes on to ask an interesting question, which light of our analysis may not be as strong a question. He says, did anybody ever say, though, that Meiser Yerek or Meiser Bizman Azeh, that you can be Mafrish Dmai al Dmai? Be Mafrish Dmai al Dmai in Yerek, because there's no Chashash Doraisa. Right? Or Bizman Azeh. And he doesn't give an answer. No, he does. He says, Trey Drabanan, Chad Drabanan, that's the answer he gives. Of course, in light of what we've said, I think one could say it a little more sharply, and that is, the issue isn't so much Doraisa Drabanan. The question is the nature of Dmai. If Dmai is Safek Lo Isar and therefore vadai chayav laser, even on a drabbanon level, then you still have the same issue. Because it's still choshesh shem al yisra, it's still mina, you still have a chashash of mina ptur al achiyuv, even if that chiyuv is drabbanon. You just never have the chashash of mina chiyuv al haptur. But in light of the Rambam, let me just say one other thing, and that is that maybe, there's a difference between d'may al admai and ma'isa drabbanon al admai or d'may al ma'isa drabbanon from another point of view. And that is, if indeed according to the Rambam, as we've said, the suffix is lurking and hovering, and it's continuing to define, it's not just the past history and definition of d'may. So maybe that is particularly acute when you try to be mafresh d'may al d'may. In other words, when you're mafresh d'may al, when you reference d'may, right, through the framework of chiyuv tevel d'rabbanan, right, so then you can focus on the gzeira. But when your frame of reference fully isn't the d'rabbanan, but it's the suffix d'oraisa, then even the gzeira d'rabbanan part is affected. A speculation. So that when it's d'may al ad'may, when it's d'may al d'rabbanan, you're saying basically we have a hafra, again, within the confines of the Mishnah Lamelech, namely that mafrish d'may al tevel d'rabbanan, but not tevel d'rabbanan al ad'may. I think that would still be much better. But instead of formulating exactly the way the others did, I think we could just add another point, and that is that d'may al ad'may doesn't even satisfy the d'rabbanan tevel requirements of d'may al ad'may. Because when it's d'may al ad'may, the suffix part of the gzera is very acutely present. And when it is, the gzera part is undercut. Maybe. Okay. Where to cut? This is going to be another couple of minutes, and then we'll stop. Okay. Number one, just two other very quick points. The whole yisod of d'may. The whole yisod, again, when I come back, we'll start with the gvulos eretz yisrael and tosis. That's what we're not going to do anymore d'may. But chaval al da'avdin, koshel al predaschem, all the other things one should say about d'may. Two very quick points, three very quick points about d'may. Number one, cheskos tevel. That's a big issue. After all, there is a rove, but as the Aruch HaShulchan's second suggestion, and some of the Achronim on the Mishnayos, some of the Mefarshim on the Mishnayos, there is a rove, but there's also smoch miyuta lechazaka. Is it so clear that cheskas tevel is a factor? So, number one, the Gemara does seem to say so, and Yivam Asaf Peches Omer Aleph. Tosfos in Bechoros, Daf Chaf and Beis, I told you to get a quick look at, questions whether or not there really is a Cheskas Iser of Tevel, Shema Iser, Shema rather, Herim, Kiraboshia, Bechnisa, Bemotz. It's possible to take Tvua and not to have a problem of Tevel. Does that dictate that there's no Cheskas Iser? The question of how that squares with the Gemara in Yivamos, Peches is an issue. But let me add one other point. The Gemara in Yivamos Peches is speaking about Inecho Nemen Bisurim, and the ability of Inecho Nemen Bisurim to be believed Keneged Cheskas Iser, an issue which we talked about earlier in the year in connection with Shechita. Does that mean it has the same kind of Cheskas Iser as other Isurim? Especially in light of the suggestion we made earlier, which is the problem of Cheskas Iser and Inecho Nemen Bisurim may be that the Inecho necessarily has to be made about change, about a maisa that took place. So Lui Tzuyar, I would say that the Erechad is being needs to be made ala maisa, And that's no longer an echad neman b'yisurim, because that's only when an echad identifies. Do I really have to conclude from that Gemara that tevel is cheskas iser when it comes to other issues, like smoke mutal chazaka, right? Behave palgo palga. Because it might be that in terms of status quo versus change, that's true. But in terms of whether we view tevel as a cheskas iser, not such a simple matter. After all, let's remember that, according to some people anyway, tevel isn't really a state of being. Tevel is the absence of hafrasha. The real mechayiv is hafrasha. In which case, it's not that so much that tevel is cheskas iser. And that might help, perhaps, explain a little bit Tosos in Bechoros. This would have important impact on our question whether we say smoke miuta even according to those Rishonim, number one, and how much of a concern Safek Tevel should be, aside from the Onesh Misa issue, but in terms of other factors in Chumra and Kula. That's number one. Second point to conclude with is that we talked about the cheftza shel d'mai once it exists and how different it is. That is a huge topic. It should just be, or I mentioned chomesh and aninus and of course machilam laniim, and I tried to make several distinctions yesterday between when d'mai applies to begin with, mitzad cheftza, mitzad gavra, to which people, to which items, that we spoke a little more today, but also when it applies, what dinim apply, chovesh, biur, onain, etc. In almost every one of these issues, there's a machlokas, either Amoraim in the Yerushalmi or Rishonim, whether indeed Dmai, Chefta Shel Dmai, once it exists, is treated differently than either other Tevel or other Trumos Maestros. For example, with regard to Chomesh, there's a machlokas Amoraim, when the Mishnah says no Chomesh, where that only refers to Maestro Sheini, or it refers also to Trumos Maestro. There's a debate whether or not Mafrishin minara ala yafe bidmai. Right? The Rush against the Rash. The Rush in Dmai, Hey Gimel, and the Rash in Chala, Dalid Vav. And so on. Again, my time is up basically, so I'm not going to. Now, even when you have Cheftza Shel Trumas and Meister's Dmai, how different is it, and are those differences just because of Drabbanan Daraisa, Safek, etc., or are they connected to what I was trying to develop, expanding on what the Rav's idea was, which is, it isn't Machalos Asuros, it's a Kovas HaFrasha, and so on and so forth. These are important areas to pursue. Finally, just one other quick R, and that is, the name Dmai itself is of interest. The Yerushalmi and the Rambam, most were shown in the opinion that Dmai means Safek. And we highlighted this further in the Mishnah Lamelech, who said that sometimes the Rambam and the Rash and Rashi and the Choros, Yid Aleph Amud Beis, they sometimes use the word Dmai not to really mean Dmai in the technical sense, but Safek. Dmai meaning Da Mai. Like, what is this? So that's the more standard, most standard, and that highlights Safek. And whether it's Badai Shenitkan Ala Safek or pure Safek, that of course remains an issue. However, the Aruch does present several other options, which highlight different aspects of Dmai that we've been speaking of. Just be aware. Aruch says that in Greek, Dmai refers to, I have to get David Elsan back here from our Apotropos, Dave. Check it out with Professor Feldman. But Tvuas Hahamon.
I think from the word demos. Like democracy.
Yeah, could be, I guess. So it's Tvuas Hahamon, which I think is very suggestive in terms of the Chiv HaFrasha, the idea of, you know, Tvuas Amaretz. I don't know, only Le Amaretz, but Tvuas Amaretz. Okay. Another possibility is that Demai refers to the language of Nea. Or da mimea, 1%, which is the shear of hafrashas demai, which also would be very interesting if demai means the you know trumas meiser, in other words, the actual shear. That's very suggestive you take it away from Safek and you put it into, Chodesh HaFrasha. Others suggest, I think also the Aruch, that it's from the language of Dimua with Chivuf Osios, Dimai with the Aleph and the Ayin. So it's a language of Dimua. I think Malach Shlomo, again on the Mishnayis, Aleph, Aleph, and Dimai, says, because we look at it as being Me'usar ve'ena Me'usar. Which also is fascinating in light of our discussion. And finally, there's a day in the Aruch that says that Dimai is a lashon of Chashad, which works very well, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, half Rambam approach, that the real issue is one of Emanus. Okay, we're going to stop here. Wish you all well. We still have to speak in the Shaka Vitaria about Eretz Yisrael, all that, and I will still speak very briefly, since in the Gemara, about Mukaf, Nosein, Enav B'Tzadzeh, and the Tosis about Shabbos Yom Tov. But prepare well while I'm gone so we can really move quickly, and I wish you all a good week. We're going to daven in the other room, so we will hold.